Should you close your restaurant during those slow hours and days, or should you keep it open? We're going to answer that here right now.
Welcome to the Restaurant Boss Podcast, where you can make more money, have more freedom, and actually start to enjoy owning your restaurant. If you're feeling overwhelmed, stressed, and just sick of the struggle, you've come to the right place. So here is your host, the restaurant boss himself, Ryan Bromfin.
Hey everybody, my name is Ryan Gromfin. I'm an author, speaker, chef, restaurateur, and I'm the founder of therestaurantboss.com as well as restaurantprofitandperformance.com. And today we're going to answer that question that a lot of my clients ask me, and I get comments and questions online, emails all the time asking, should I close my restaurant early? Should I close it on slow days? Should I keep it open? What should I do? The labor's killing me. We're not doing any revenue on those days or hours. And that used to be a tough question to answer until I figured it out. And the only way that I could really answer this for you is to tell you a quick story. About 6 months ago, I had the privilege to see a gentleman speak live. His name was Paul Orfalo. And Paul Orfalo is the founder of Kinko's. We know it today as maybe FedEx Kinko's, or depending on where you are in the world. If you don't know, Kinko's is a huge photocopy and office supply store, thousands of units across the world. Anyways, Paul founded that a long time ago, back when he was in college in Santa Barbara. And to hear him speak live was incredible. But there was one part that really stood out to me. He told this story about how he wanted to transition his stores to 24 hours a day, but none of his executives would go along with it. They didn't agree with him. They kept showing him the data and the statistics that, you know, midnight to 6 a.m., they were doing no business at all, virtually no business at all compared to the rest of the day. If anything, they were trying to get him to cut back on his hours. And he kept fighting this, but he didn't really have the data to back it up. Then one day he was traveling. He was in another city. I don't remember where he said. But he was meeting with some other local business owners, and a restaurateur, a gentleman who owned like 6 or 8 diners in the area, started telling the story about how when he purchased this group of diners, they were 24 hours, and then he opened up a new unit and the sales were terrible. And so this restaurateur started telling the story about how when he purchased this group of diners, they were originally 24 hours a day. When he started looking through the books and the data on them and getting ready to open up another unit of that same chain, he saw that between midnight and 6 a.m., they only did like maybe $100 in sales. And so when he opened up the new store, he didn't do it 24 hours a day. Sales were okay. He opened up another store. It wasn't 24 hours a day, but he couldn't figure out why his new stores were not doing as well as his old stores that were 24 hours a day. And so he thought he would do this experiment where he took one of his new stores that wasn't 24 hours and he opened it up for 24 hours. And within a month or so, sales doubled at that store. But his midnight to 6 a.m. sales were still really low, only about $100, but it worked. It brought the whole store sales up. So he did it on his other unit and it worked again. He couldn't quite figure this out. So he shared the story with Paul and some of the other business people to get their take on it. And Paul said this light bulb went off in his head because he realized if it worked for a restaurant, it's going to work for us. So he went back, he told the executives in his company the story. They agreed to let him do a test. So he tested a couple of stores that were not 24 hours. Opened them up 24 hours, within a couple months, sales doubled. Did it again, and every time that happened, that same result of sales nearly doubling, even though their midnight to 6 a.m. sales were still really small. And so after Paul gave this speech, I had a chance to pull him aside and ask him a cool question. I said, did you ever get any data, or did you ever figure out why that is? And he said, whenever they would talk to store patrons or do surveys, the patrons loved the fact that they could count on Kinko's to always be open. Because don't forget, you're going to a Kinko's because you're late on a project, you forgot to do something. A lot of times it's a rush job, you know, you have a project that's due. And so they just loved that every time they drove by, they saw the lights on. Even though they didn't need it, they saw the lights on early in the morning, late at night, and it gave them the confidence that if they needed something, Kinko's would be there for them. And so, unfortunately, I've been on both sides of this argument myself in restaurants where I had a restaurant, a high-end wine market and bistro that I was operating, and our hours were a little sporadic. We were closed on Mondays. We would close sometimes for private events. We would close early some days. We tested all this out, and sales were just flat. They weren't going anywhere. We finally drew a line in the sand and committed to staying open. And then what ended up happening was all of our other period sales started growing because people would be walking by the restaurant in the mall. They would come by and they would see that we were open. When you start cutting hours back, when you start closing on days, it scares people. It gives them the impression that you're struggling. It also takes away some confidence from them that if they come by your restaurant, you might not be open. So then they make the decision to go to their tried and true, the restaurant that they know will be open. So generally speaking, my suggestion to you is do not cut back your hours. Do not close on those slow days. Keep it open. Let the community know you're there. Use the slow opportunities to take advantage of some work that needs to get done in your restaurant. But more importantly, to take advantage of the slow days or the slow periods, run some really cool specials. Don't coupon. That's really important. I'm not a huge fan of couponing. There's a few times that I do like couponing, but I'm more about specialty things, things that they can't get any other time. So like if Mondays are really slow for you, offer a product or do a theme night on that Monday or on every Monday that they can't do any other night. There's a restaurant here in my town, a really busy, high-end, expensive steakhouse that was really slow on Mondays. They decided to take all of their meat trimmings from the weekend or from the week before, grind it up to an awesome homemade hamburger that they only serve on Mondays. The only time you can get the hamburger is on Monday. Now Monday is their busiest day. If you don't get there by like 4 or 4:30, they're gonna sell out of the burger completely. I have a client who owns a sushi restaurant, and same thing. Mondays were really slow for him. So we started this really cool like Asian sriracha fried chicken dinner that you could only get on Mondays. Now Mondays is one of his busiest days. I hope this was helpful. I hope you loved it. If you did, if you liked what you saw on this video, please, somewhere on this page is a Facebook or a social like button. Will you go ahead and smash that button? Will you also share with your friends? Tell them how awesome this video was so I can keep providing this great content for you at no charge. That's how I'm able to do this. Last thing is below this video, if you're watching this on YouTube, there'll be a link to click to come over to my website. Or if you're on YouTube, you can leave a comment there. Or if you're on my website, wherever you're comfortable. But please leave a comment or ask me a question below this video. I promise to respond to you personally within 24 hours. My name is Ryan Gromfin. I'm with The Restaurant Boss and Restaurant Profit and Performance. And I hope you have an absolutely wonderful day.
Hey, did you notice something in today's episode?
Yep. No ads, no sponsors, just great training to help you make more money, have more freedom, and avoid the stress, struggle, and overwhelm many restaurant owners feel every day. How do I do it? How is it that you listen to all those other podcasts that have minutes and minutes worth of lame ads for underwear or other websites they're promoting? I don't judge them, but I choose to focus on you. I can only do this because you share my podcast with other folks who end up looking me up online, registering for my courses, and getting amazing results in their restaurants. It's because of you that I can self-fund this effort, and you know how hard it is to do all this. That's why I appreciate you so much. So if you like this podcast, ad-free and sponsor-free, do me a favor. Tell a friend in the restaurant business about this podcast and my website, therestaurantboss.com. It would sure help, and I would appreciate it. I'm sure our community would too. Plus, if you could leave me a review on iTunes or post a comment about this episode on my website, that would be huge as well. Until next time, remember, your success in the restaurant business is about your ability to create, manage, and master systems while developing your employees. Have a wonderful day.
Thanks a lot for listening to the Restaurant Boss Podcast with your host, the restaurant boss himself, Ryan Gromfin. For more great content, free stuff to help you make more money and enjoy more freedom, visit therestaurantboss.com and click on podcast. Be sure to register on our email list so you never miss an episode. We'll see you next time.